shoes and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Oh, this is Apostle Henry Walker. I want to invite you to listen to my broadcast, God's Timing is Everything. A broadcast that teaches about God's timing and His season. That God's Timing is Everything broadcast, heard every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. on WCNO.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause and Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
I mean, your rawness can turn people away from Christ. My Bible says, be clothed with humility. Woo. Be clothed with humility. Amen. You know what that means? It means you don't go around beating people over the head with the Bible. If you have to look at somebody and say with this spirit and this attitude, WWJD, you jerk. How many know you ain't helping nobody? Oh, Jesus. Why don't we go around beating people over the head with the Bible? Because we recognize that the atmosphere calls for a certain protocol in our life. Sometimes in your life you might be overconfident, or you might not have any confidence at all. You could be either way. So what are you saying, Pastor? Here's what I'm saying. When you're walking through this life, when you're moving through this life, there are things that you don't feel confident about, but you have to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the way maker. And you have to act like and know that He is with you even when you don't feel like it. Huh? It was like I told you a couple weeks ago. You said, "Well, I don't feel like I'm married." Well, just roll over in the bed and look. Huh? You do a 180. If there's somebody in the bed with you, then you're married. Are you in trouble? Come on now. You got to live a life of faith like He's going to work everything out for your good, the way it says in Romans 8:28. Amen? And when it looks like all hell is breaking loose, then you put on Jesus. Somebody say, "I got to put on Jesus." Touch somebody and say, "I got to put on Jesus." Number three, and this is the last one, and we're gonna get out of here. I'll get quick. The third thing is, he said he had a turban. There was nothing but doo-doo and filth all over his turban. But the high priest turban that he wore had this on its head. It had written across the front of it, "Holy unto the Lord." Holy unto the Lord. Listen, this is important. His mind was to be holy. It's easy for our mind not to be holy. Somebody can get right up in your face and you can get unholy quick. It's talking about stinking thinking. He said, you want to get out from your condemnation, you want to get away from your shame and your guilt, change your identity, change your perspective, change your clothes, and thirdly, change your mind. You got to renew your mind. You got to change your mind. Romans 6:10 says this, "Reckon yourselves to be dead to sin and alive to God." Reckon yourselves to be dead to sin and alive to God. What does that mean? Everybody say, reckon. Now, that's not a southern term. I know we say that a lot in Florida. Paul was not a southerner. Paul was a Roman citizen and a teacher. He was Jewish. He was not a southerner. He didn't go around saying, "Well, I reckon I'll heal you. I reckon the word of God." That's not what it means. Amen. Reckon comes from the word reconcile. It's like you reconcile your checkbook. It's an accounting term. And he says reckon. It means you add everything up that's going on in your life and you come to a conclusion. Paul said, I reckon yourself to be dead to sin. You said, I don't feel like I'm dead to sin. Well, it don't matter. You have to reconcile it. Amen? You add everything up. You add up the cross, you add up your failures, you add up the blood of Jesus, you add up the water, you add up the Spirit of God, and what's your conclusion? I reckon myself that I am dead to sin and alive to God. And each and every one of us, we've got to come to this conclusion on our own. I can't reconcile you, and you can't reconcile me. You have to reckon this for yourself. And I tell you what, in my own marriage, I have tried to reconcile Kim. It will not work. And she can't reconcile me. The only way that we can reckon is to reckon our own selves. I can't make her be dead to issues of sin in her life, and she can't make me be dead to issues of sin in my life. I can only do that for myself. Because it's my mind, it ain't her mind. And her mind is her mind. I can't control her mind. I really can't control her. She can't control me. The most problem in most of the marriages that we have today is we just keep trying to control each other and trying to reconcile each other and form each other into the image of what we want the other person to be. And when we finally come to the understanding that we just can't do that and we reconcile that we have to be dead to sin ourselves, then we can start making progress. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 says that the strongholds of our life come in the arena of our minds. All the stuff that we deal with, that we struggle with, is right here. It's in the arena of the mind. And he says that we have to learn, listen to me, everybody in the room, hear this, that we have to learn how to cast down, here it is, arguments. Arguments. We have to learn how to cast down arguments. That's one of the words there. Where do arguments come from, huh? Where do we get arguments from? Let's just get honest. How many of you know most of us talk to ourselves? Huh? We argue with ourselves. Sometimes we're our own worst enemy. Sometimes we're our own biggest fan. We argue with ourselves, and a voice inside says, no, you can't. And then there's another voice that says, yes, you can. You are qualified. You can do it. And your spirit and your soul will go back and forth. And rather than your soul serving your spirit, it's at war with your spirit. There's a constant battle. And the carnal mind is, the Bible says the carnal mind is enmity with God. Your carnal thinking is against God. The way you feel is against God. Come on, are you hearing me this morning? They are at war with each other. And he says, if you're going to overcome these strongholds, then you've got to cast down all speculation. You've got to cast down all arguments. You've got to cast down all your vain reasoning and all your selfish motives that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. You've got to cast that stuff down. And you have to bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. That's how you set your affections on God. That's how you set everything towards Him, is by casting down the arguments that are going on in your head and saying, Jason, I don't care what you think. This is what the Bible says. And you're not going to have victory in this area of your life until you start living by what the Bible says, not what you think, not what you feel. Huh? Praise the Lord. I'm chosen. You're chosen. Because I'm chosen, I can change my clothes and I can change my mind. I know there's a number of us in this room this morning, we've been paralyzed in our faith because we have allowed the enemy to come in and accuse us to ourselves, and we've begun to believe all that garbage. And it's so easy to believe because we feel it. We feel it. And when you feel something, man, it's so powerful. Whether we feel like we want to cry or we feel like we want to laugh. Whether we feel abandoned and hopeless or whether we feel excited and encouraged. Feelings are powerful. God doesn't want us to live a life with no feeling. He just wants us to take those feelings captive and set our affections on Him. And then we can know that our feelings are true and they line up with His Word. I know it sounds like a complicated thing for us to do this morning as believers, but the truth is that if we want to walk in the arena of freedom and stop killing each other and really learn to love each other, then we're going to have to stop accusing ourselves and accusing each other. There's no other way, ladies and gentlemen. We need to become lovers. Lovers of God and lovers of each other. And stop getting hung up in guilt and shame and gossip. Just care for one another. I love each and every one of you in this room this morning. Some of y'all have made me so angry, though. But I love you. And I've had to walk through some things, but I love you. And I know that the love that I have in my heart towards you is there because I've chosen to set my affections on God. And because of that, He's given you a special place in my heart this morning. And I hope I have a special place in your heart, because that's the way it should be in the body of Christ. And that's what helps us get through all the mess. So this morning, I just want to say I love you. Cast down the high imagination and stop letting that little voice dictate your life and your emotions. And let's live a life for Christ. Let's get on fire for Jesus. Let's change our community. Let's change this church. Let's fill this place up. Let's learn to love each other. Let's go after what God has for us and stop going after each other. Does that sound like a good plan to y'all? Heavenly Father, I thank you for this morning. I thank you for the truth of your word. Lord, I thank you for the chosen that are in this house. Lord, that you handpicked every single person in here this morning. And you handpicked them for your glory. And Lord, there is nothing, God, that can hold us bound or captive except for us, God, falling into deception. So, Father, this morning I break the spirit of deception that's been operating in the lives of the believers this morning. And I thank you for the spirit of truth and revelation. I thank you for hearts, God, that want to worship you in spirit and truth. That don't worship you with a false pretense or a religious facade, but worship you with a whole heart. Lord, I thank you for healing. I thank you for healing bodies. I thank you for healing marriages. I thank you for healing families. I thank you for healing homes. I thank you for healing children. I thank you, God, for healing us from disease and pain and torment. Lord, I thank you for healing us from loss. And you're a good Father. Thank you for covering us with royal robes this morning. Thank you for putting a coat on us and covering all of our mess and letting us identify with you. Thank you for everything that you've done. We certainly don't deserve it, but we're so grateful for it. And we give you all the glory and praise this morning in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555.